Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sunday podcast. This is Mark. We're taking a look at the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So I'm 16 years old, and I meet the Jesus. I mean, I really have my first experience of Jesus on a retreat. Changes my life. I go home. I got to make changes. I got to stop dating that girl. I got to stop hanging out with those group of friends. I got to clean up my language. I got to be nicer to my mom. I had a whole list of things I had to do when I first encountered the love and the mercy of God. That was junior year. And it really, really impacted my social life. I didn't mind it at first, you know, because I was just high on Jesus. It was a retreat high. But then as the months wore on, as my senior year started, all of a sudden I started realizing that I didn't have very many friends left. That the friends that I had when I was, I'll say, more in the public eye, more in the social eye, more popular, quote unquote, before I had my first conversion, I realized that a lot of those people weren't real friends, and they deserted pretty quickly. All of a sudden, I felt like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and there was no one around. And it was hard. It was really hard. There were a lot of Saturday nights my senior year of high school. I was at home, sitting there with my parents while they watched Walker, Texas Ranger, which incidentally was a great show. But as that happened, I had to come to some really serious and hard decisions, because all of a sudden, was I gonna follow after Jesus by myself, as I was trying to build community and find real friends, and I was getting closer to the people at LifeDean and starting to trust them and starting to hang out with them, sure. But it wasn't fast. It wasn't just like natural overnight. It took some time. And I had to decide, am I going to go back to who I was, or am I going to go forward with God? And every time I hear these readings from this week's first reading from the gospel, I'm reminded of that moment where I was kind of standing there and the road diverged. Like it forked into two. Was I going to turn around and go back? Or is I going to move forward? You know, when we hear this first reading with Elijah and Elisha, there's this moment where as Elijah is going to be taken off, right? I mean, he's going to be taken off to God soon, but he comes upon Elisha and he offers and invites him to follow him. This great prophet invites his new understudy to follow him. Now, it's not very often we hear about Elijah and Elisha, but they're kind of Batman and Robin. You know, Elijah's Batman and he's taking on this young apprentice and he's saying, hey, come with me. And Elisha has to figure this out. He has to say, okay, am I going to go? Or am I not? And what does Elisha do in the first reading? He takes his yoke of oxen and he slaughters them, okay? Then he takes his farming equipment, and he chops it up and he burns it, and then he uses that flame to basically barbecue his ox. I mean, there's no going back, okay? Like this is like getting out of, like this is like you're an Uber driver, you get out of your car and you set your car on fire, okay? Now you have no job and you got no transportation. There ain't no way back, right? So here you go, Elisha, and he's like, "Hey, I'm all in." He's playing poker. All the chips are now on the table. And this is what St. Paul was trying to get across to the people in Galatia when he's writing to them. He's saying, look, you have to figure out if you're gonna live under the slavery of the world or if you're going to be free in Christ. And if you're going to be free in Christ, then you have to change some things. You can't live the way you lived before. You can't have it both ways. You can't be worldly and heavenly. You got to choose. Christianity is all about choices. But the first choice is, are you going to be a Christian, a little Christ? Are you going to alter your life? Are you going to let the Holy Spirit alter your life or not? Anyway, and this is not like it's a unique thing to Christians. This was happening to Jesus too. As we hear in the gospel, when Jesus enters the town in the Samaritan village, they wouldn't welcome him, okay? Like they were not excited to see him because he was headed to Jerusalem. So already they're like, oh, well, we don't like this guy. He's going to Jerusalem. We don't like him. And this is happening. He comes across a young man. He says, follow me. And what does the young man say? Well, let me first go and bury my father. And as you probably heard in a homily before, you might hear this week, most biblical scholars believe that he says this not because his father's corpse is lying on the side of the farm with flies buzzing around. He's like, oh, I haven't gotten around to burying my old dad yet, so let me just dig a hole and bury him, and then I'm right with you, Jesus. Most scholars agree this means that his dad wasn't dead yet, that he was basically saying, look, once my father dies and I get his inheritance and I have a little money in the bank and I have some financial security, then I'll come and follow you, Lord. But Jesus is saying, look, I don't know what to tell you. Let the dead bury their dead. If you want to come with me now. Okay? He says, put your hand to the plow, but don't look back. Jesus is saying, if you're going to get in the car with me, I'm driving, you're going to notice there's no rear view mirror, boys and girls. If you're going to follow me, it means you got to follow me with both feet, both eyes on the horizon. Just like my senior year in high school, I had a really hard decision to make. Am I going to keep walking with Jesus, even if it's hard sometimes, even if I'm alone sometimes, even if I feel like I'm the only one doing it, or am I going to go back to my old ways? Because my old ways, as the people in Galatia heard from St. Paul, are only going to lead to death. But that new way, that new life in Christ, that leads to freedom and joy and life and peace. So my brothers and my sisters, I say to you this Sunday, the road's diverging. The road is forking. It's splitting. Are you going to walk with Jesus or are you going to walk alone? The choice is yours.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.